Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, because we have ladies' night tonight at the pub. First of all, we're joined by Carmen from Peas and Carrots. How you doing tonight, Carmen?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Doing very well. We're also joined by Jen from The Happiest Vlog on Earth. How you doing tonight, Jen?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How are you guys?
Awesome.
And then we're also joined by Judith from WDW Fan Zone. How you doing tonight, Judith?
Hey, guys. How's everybody?
I'm doing good because I can take a deep breath now because I didn't mess up the introduction. I'm going to take a drink.
You did great.
Thank you. I do something right every once in a while. But we got all the ladies on tonight because, and this is all Judith's fault, because we did the $80 a day, me and Dennis, on the Magic Kingdom and the Hollywood Studios. And then Judith started telling me hers and says she wants to do ladies' night with the $80 a day. And Jen and Carmen agreed, but they weren't too happy about it. Carmen wants to drink more, and Jen needs twice the budget.
Triple the budget.
Oh. And me and Dennis already ate, so we're good, right, Dan?
Yep, we're fine.
So, did you guys find it? Who found it hard and who found it easy to do this?
I definitely found it hard, only because Scott and I eat Signature for basically every meal. So it's hard to do $80 for an entire day.
But it kind of helped you out because you only like to eat dessert and appetizers, so you should have just skipped the entree and you'd have been fine and you'd had an excuse for that.
Very true, very true. But see, Scott would need the main dish, so I don't know, it's hard. I mean, it was easier to just do it for just myself.
Okay. And Judith, how'd you make out?
So at first I was protesting a little bit, as we all know.
I was ready to cut you off on Twitter there for a minute, mute you for a while, but I didn't because I love you. So I kept taking the punishment you were giving us.
But I actually had a really fun time doing this. It was hard because, again, I don't eat in too many counter service restaurants. And I very rarely eat in the Magic Kingdom, although I love to go there. I don't really eat there too much. I like to go off on the monorail, right?
Absolutely.
But I had a fun time. It was fun trying to figure out, like just reading all the menus and stuff. I actually had a lot of fun with it.
And then, Carmen, I'm going to open up a tequila stand at the Magic Kingdom so I can get some of your money.
That's too funny. Yeah, I found Magic Kingdom easy. In fact, I can honestly say there's more food here than I could possibly eat. There's no way I could eat all this food. As you know, I don't drink wine or beer, so there's no liquor at the Magic Kingdom, so that was easy for me. I'm like Judith, though. We almost never eat at the Magic Kingdom. Once in a while, we do eat at one restaurant, which is on here, but otherwise, we usually go in the morning, leave, and go somewhere else. Hollywood Studios, however, was my challenge for a couple of reasons. One, the drinks at Disney are the markup's huge. I know everything at Disney's expensive, but drinks are really expensive, and you'll see when I go through my list what I mean by that.
Well, we told you couldn't have your flask, so that kind of... That
I didn't think that was appropriate for your show. You might get in trouble if I
It is
that.
The Main Street pub. We hand out flasks with Lampy on them.
So that was my real challenge, because also, of course, I had to go to a signature restaurant as well there. So that was my challenge, was to eat there and also fit a couple of drinks in. So, I found the process fun. The hard part for me was all the math.
the good thing was we did get you guys to read through some menus that you probably haven't looked through in a while.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right.
Yep.
So we put you to work. So, Dan, you want to say anything to the ladies before we get started?
No, it's going to be interesting because each of them have their own unique problems. So it's going to be interesting to see who comes out on problems. Top of this, or who can comply with the $80 and come out on top. So it'll be interesting.
So after we're
I'm
done,
being
the
good.
After the show, Dan, we got to go get the licensing for the margarita bar at Magic Kingdom, and we'll be rich.
Yes.
So let's start. We'll start off with the Magic Kingdom then, and we'll finish with the studios, because we want Carmen to be no drinks early, and then at the end she can drink up before we end the show. How's that sound?
I just wish I didn't have to go to work tomorrow.
Us too.
That would be nice.
So anyway, we'll start off with you, Jen. Being you weren't on last show, you can start off. What are you gonna have first at the Magic Kingdom? What are you gonna start off your breakfast with?
Okay, so this was actually really easy for me. This part, I always have to get to the Hub Grass, and I gotta get there early in the morning because that's when you can get the best pictures in the Hub. You know, you gotta be there, take your pictures, the whole thing. So I have to eat breakfast in the Hub Grass. So I go to Main Street Bakery and just get a regular coffee. That's $2.49. And then the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, now that they serve breakfast, I get the Mickey Waffle Plate, and that's $8.49. And with tax, the total is $11.64, and I'm eating it in the Hub Grass.
That sounds like fun.
It does, and I just learned something. I didn't know that the Plaza was open for breakfast, so
yeah.
Thank you, Jen, for that little tip.
And you got to just take pictures of your Mickey waffles in the Hub Grass, and then you're set.
I could see you now, Jen, for the vlog. You'll have the waffle hand at the end of your hand, like you usually do with the Mickey bars, with the castle in the background.
100%, that's exactly what it is.
So where are you headed for breakfast, Judith?
So I'm going to head all the way into Fantasyland, and I'm going to get one of those giant, giant cinnamon rolls with extra, extra frosting.
Ooh.
At Gaston's Tavern.
So you're going to get your sugar surge in the morning.
Well, I'm going to be good later, so I can have this now. So I'm going to walk over. I'm going to have a nice cup of coffee, eat my cinnamon roll. It's so big, actually. Last time Tommy and I shared it, but you got to get the extra frosting.
Me and Brenda share a lot of things there because there's everything, like the pretzels, the cinnamon rolls, everything there is big enough to split.
Yeah, it was huge. So that comes to a total of $7.79.
Okay. Wow. So you're starting off with a lot of budget left. Now, where are you headed, Carm?
I am headed to the Main Street Bakery, also known as Starbucks. And I took a little liberty here. They do not list their food items on the Disney World website menu. So I went by the Starbucks menu and inflated the price slightly for this. They do have the drink, so I'm getting the full leaf brewed tea, so just basically black iced tea, grande size for $2.79, which with tax is $2.98.
Okay.
And I'm getting the new gluten-free smoked Canadian bacon and egg sandwich that just came out, and I've not been able to confirm if it's actually in the parks, but it's at all other Starbucks, so I'm hoping it is. And that's $4.75, and with tax, that's $5.06, and there's no AP discount at any of the Starbucks.
Okay. They do have it here on it's the double smoked bacon, cheddar, and egg.
Well, no, that one's different. The gluten-free one's, it's a special one that just came out.
Okay. I don't know if you guys will hear this tonight. If Presley goes insane, his mother's outside weeding, and he's going nuts around the house. So please excuse my big mouth puppy, but he loves his mommy, and he wants outside with her, and he's not getting his way. So that sounds good, Carm. I'm glad they have something gluten-free for you there, and it helps our listeners to know
that.
Well,
I hope they do. Like I said, I haven't been to the parks. The Starbucks in the parks are slightly different than the ones outside the parks because Disney, I think, has some say in what they have and what they don't. But since Disney's so allergy-friendly in general, hopefully they will definitely add the sandwich.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. Now, where are you headed for lunch, Jen?
Gonna go to one of my favorites, Pecos Bills. I love the nachos there because you could just get unlimited toppings. I think I eat more of the toppings than I do the actual nachos, which is crazy, but I do, and I love the guacamole and stuff. So those are $12.49, and then I'm gonna get a soda with that. The soda is $3.29, and the total with tax comes to $16.73.
Now, do you like the new Pecos Bills menu or the old one better?
I only ever got the nachos, so it doesn't really make a difference to me because they always had them. So I'm not really sure. I always get the nachos.
Yeah, well, we missed the old burgers. What about you guys? Judith, Carmen, do you like the old Pecos or the new Pecos menu? Or no opinion?
I like both. I like both.
I have honestly never eaten there before, ever, wow. New or old. But I would say I probably prefer the new just because of the, you know, toppings bar. And I love guacamole, which is on the toppings bar. So I think I would probably prefer the new menu.
So I'm the only oddball. Well, Dennis, I think you're on the same page as me, right, Dan?
Oh, yeah. I like the original for sure. I mean, the... You
we're
know,
old,
I know.
We're the two old guys in the Muppet Tower. You know we don't like change.
Get off my lawn.
Well, it's probably too much cilantro for you guys.
We like the old burgers and the topping. But I will admit, Jen, those nachos are good. My godson and my brother-in-law got them on the last trip, and I had a fight for a couple, but they were very good.
I love them. Last time I put more guacamole on it than there were nachos. Like the ratio was so off, but I loved it.
That sounds good to me.
Anything you can get for free from Disney is a good thing.
Yeah.
So where are you headed for lunch, Judith?
Well, this is the part where I had to change my lunch. So
it's
your
fault,
Dad. I originally would go and sit at the plaza and have a salad there, but I decided instead to go to Columbia Harbor House, which I've never eaten at, so I was excited about that. And I'm going to get that grilled salmon with the couscous and the broccoli.
Well,
that's what people say, so I thought, oh, I'll try that. And I usually just get water because I don't really drink soda that much. I only drink water and wine. So I'm just going to have water there.
This is the religious podcast, Water and Wine.
So my total for lunch came to $14.96.
Now, have either of you guys, Jen or Carmen, have you either had the salmon at Pecos Bills? I mean, at Columbia Harbor House?
No, I have.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't hear Jen.
I have not had it. I don't believe it's on the gluten-free menu. Their Columbia Harbor House has a really tiny gluten-free menu. There's only like three or four things on it.
Wow.
And Jen, have you ever eaten at the Columbia Harbor House or you don't go there?
Yes, I have. I've eaten there in the past, but we haven't really been in a while. And I've never had this.
Yeah.
The salmon is really good. I highly recommend it. You guys should try it. And then the lobster rolls there are the best.
Brian likes the lobster roll
there.
So, where are you going for lunch, Carm?
I'm going to Liberty Tree Tavern. I'm happy that they have added their a la carte menu back at lunch. I think they had gone to those sort of family style, where they bring... It's almost like a buffet, but they bring it to the table. But they've added their a la carte menu back. And Brian and I haven't been there in a few years, but I'm assuming this hasn't changed. I'm going to get the crab and lobster dip for two. I know I'm by myself, but that's all right. And they will bring it out. It normally comes in a bread bowl, or used to at least, but they'll bring it out separate for gluten-free and then bring the bread out on the side, and they'll bring me gluten-free bread, and that's $15. And then I'm going to get the colony salad with chicken. I figure if I'm going to have crab dip for two, I should go light on the entree. So I'm going to get the colony salad, and that's $16 for a total of $31. And then when I factor in the tax and the AP discount, it's $35.67 for the total. And I'm drinking water as well because I'm with Judith. I spend money on alcoholic drinks, not on soda.
Well, I just learned this too, that I didn't realize that they got the a la carte menu back at Liberty Tree Tavern. So that's good to know too, because I don't do buffets. I'll do Boma like for breakfast or something like that. I would enjoy that, but I lose money on the other buffets. I mean, I can't eat. I don't eat enough. As you guys heard, I got picked on for a 6-ounce filet. I mean, I was called a girl and all kind of other things. But anyway, that would make me go back to Liberty Tree because I don't want to do the whole meal, but I like the atmosphere in there. After I see a Hall of Presidents, I want to head over to Liberty Tree.
Yeah, we quit going there because they took away something there Brian really loved, which I honestly can't remember now what it was, and it's still not back. But I noticed they had added, I think, like fish and chips or something along those lines, so he might be willing to go back now, but I think it'd be hard to tear us away from where I'm going for dinner, which is our new favorite place to eat there.
Okay.
Yeah, Carmen, I got the fish and chips last time I was there.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was, but I like the ones better in Epcot, so it's hard.
I think that's how he would feel because he loves the ones at Epcot.
So, but I'm glad to see this because they have Angus Chuck cheeseburgers. They have a nice menu for a la carte now, which
it's a pretty good variety.
Yeah, it's it is good, and it's not total a la carte because you get things with it, because you guys also heard me yell about a la carte too the other night. I'm being very finicky lately.
Well, unless they've changed the recipe, I would highly recommend that crab and lobster dip. The last time we had it was really good.
I'm in. So dinner, Jen, where are you headed for dinner? Being you don't have a lot of money left, I'm sorry, but where are you going for dinner?
Are we doing snacks?
Yeah, we'll do dinner and then end the day with a snack way out of the park. You're going to get your snack.
Oh, well, I had my snack between lunch and dinner.
So did I, Jen.
Okay, we'll do that then. Okay, I'm sorry.
Because I would never have my snack after dinner. It has to be before. So
I digress. Go ahead, ladies. Okay. I'm losing here, so do your snacks first.
I have to go to Aloha Isle and get my pineapple float. You know, when it's really hot in that mid-afternoon time, and that's $5.49, and with tax, it comes to $5.82.
So,
and I have to have my pineapple float.
You like the float better than the regular Dole Whip?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm a citrus straw guy, and I get in trouble for that too.
Nope. You're in big trouble with me for that one. No, I don't.
Where are you getting your snack at, Judith?
So I have two snacks through the day because I got to get a little bit of healthy in there. So I had a snack after breakfast. You can get fruit anywhere, a lot of places on Disney property now. And so I'm going to go to the Liberty Square Market in the morning and get some grapes for $3.79. So
what's
that's
this?
A total of four.
What's this what? Fruit she speaks of, Dan? Have you ever heard of fruit in the park?
Well, I am a nurse, so I do have to get in a little healthy there. You know what I'm saying?
She's trying to counteract you guys. She's trying to counteract that cinnamon roll.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
exactly.
Making this when... show healthy. I don't know if I don't know. The computer's acting up. It's on the fritz here.
And then I'll tell you about my other snack later.
Okay.
Because you guys already are fighting over it.
What are you having now, Carm?
I am going, it has to be the specific cart, I'm going to the Main Street popcorn cart, and I'm getting popcorn for $4 with tax. It's $4.26. There's no discount on that.
Okay.
That one has the best popcorn, by the way.
Okay, well, duly noted. I think I kind of agree with you.
It's, I think part of it's atmosphere, but I think part of it, in all seriousness, is I think that one's the highest traffic, so it's always fresh.
I was going to agree with you. I think that one pops the most. There's nothing ever, and it, you know, like I've had to wait for it to pop sometimes there from the film for it to finish. Watch me mess them all up. Dan, where are you having your snack at?
I'm going to get some popcorn from Common.
Okay.
No, actually, I was going to say that is an awesome snack because I generally don't eat popcorn. But for some reason, when I go on the Main Street, that's something that I crave, especially when you first walk in and you smell it. It's like almost irresistible.
This is probably a bad thing to admit, either. But we frequently have it for lunch.
Okay. That's what good. It's
again, saving your money for the alcohol.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Plus, it absorbs it, I think. What were you going to say? Jen?
Oh, I don't eat popcorn either. Only at Disney I eat popcorn.
Okay, well, it's special there. It's magical popcorn.
Yeah. Well, it's very good. It's kind of like movie theater popcorn, but without that greasiness that the movie theater popcorn has. It's just right.
That's true.
Yep.
Well, again, because like you said, I think because they keep making it fresh where the movie theater, I'm not even – I don't think they clean them things out once every month, you know? You know what I mean? I don't see those 18-year-old kids cleaning out those popcorn machines. That's all I'm saying at the movie theater. Now what's next? Tell me what I got to ask for next. Is it okay to ask for dinner now?
Fine with
okay.
me.
Jen, can I ask for dinner now? Or
that's fine.
Okay, where you go for dinner?
Okay, I'm going to the Plaza restaurant for dinner. And for an appetizer, I'm going to get soup. On the menu, it just says a seasonal soup. But every time we've gone there, they've had Italian wedding soup. So that's what I'm hoping I'm getting. And that's $7. And then for my main dish, I'm going to get the chicken strawberry salad. So good. That's $17. And then I'm going to get a soda. That's $3.29. So the total comes to $28.93 with tax. But then I'm going to use my DVC discount. And my total with tip will be $30.
And then do you have any money left? What's your grand total?
My grand total is $59.54.
So you still have some money left.
I do, yeah.
And where are you heading? You going to spend any more, or what are you going to take it home and buy Scott some?
Yeah, I mean, I have to give some of this to Scott, so I'll give him the rest of the cash so he can go get himself something.
You did good. You guys are picking on us, but we did have beers, so that's where ours made it even harder because we had beers with a couple dinners. And, you know, like Estella is like $9, I think, because we ate over – me and Dennis both – Dennis was copying off my paper. We ate at the same place like every meal almost.
Yeah. Two out of the three, and then I ditched you.
Yes,
you're like an old married couple where you start doing everything the same.
Yeah. We are. We really are.
Harbor House, you guys both made that.
Yes, that's right. We did. But we both had beers at the Skipper's Canteen, and the alcohol does add up here.
Yes, it does. It's more expensive than
yes.
So where are you headed next, Judith?
So for dinner, because I just saw Beauty and the Beast, I thought I would try. I've never been to Be Our Guest, so I thought I'd try that. And I'm going to have the shrimp and scallops and a nice glass of white wine. And that total with tip comes to $46.66. So I'm at $73.46.
So she has money left for that snack that she's hiding from us, guys.
Yes.
Oh,
do you want to know what it is?
Not yet. I'll wait till after we go to Carmen. We'll get you at the end. This just in, Jen just bought Scott a cheesesteak over at the Plaza restaurant. What's up next for you, Carm?
Well, I'm starving, Brian, because I'm about to use the rest of my money. I went to the Jungle Navigation Skipper Canteen.
Oh, you're going to have dinner with me and Den then.
I am. And this is our favorite place at the Magic Kingdom to eat by far. I don't know why it's not more popular. Every time we've eaten there, we've gotten different stuff and loved all of it. And yeah. I'm going to get the Falls Family Falafel, which is gluten-free, and that is $8.50 before tax. And I'm going to get the Tastes Like Chicken because it is. I had this last time, and it's the only fried chicken I've had since I had to quit eating gluten. And so it was like, and it was really good fried chicken. They make it a little different. It has like the spicy sauce on the side. So it's not like your Southern fried chicken, which there's nothing wrong with that. This is more of a exotic version, I guess you could call it, a little different. And that's $23. And it's not gluten-free as is, of course. They have to make it special. So if somebody's listening to your podcast, be sure to talk to the chef. You have to order it special. And it's $23. So once I factor in tax and annual pass discount, the total is $32.03. And my grand total is, wait for it, $80 even.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So you couldn't awesome. Even buy Brian a beer.
I did not.
Girl.
And I didn't actually work that hard to get it to that perfect number. It just happened to come out to that. And I was like, you're kidding. That's awesome.
No, take full credit. After many, many calculations, it came out to 80. You worked
yes,
hard
I
to get that
so
number.
I worked so hard to get it to 80.
Yeah, I hit 79.50 at the Magic Kingdom. That's where wow. I ended up. And I think we lent Dennis 50 cents for some, didn't we, Den? Me and John lent you a couple bucks so you could eat the rest of your meal so you didn't have to wash dishes.
Yeah, I was a little
I did forget to mention, I did add a tip to both restaurants, and I failed to mention that. That included the tip as well.
Okay, good girl, leaving the tip.
Of course.
So, Jen, you're not spending any more money. You're taking your money and running home.
Right.
And where are you headed, Judith, for your last snack at the Magic Kingdom to say goodnight?
I'm going to get a Dole Whip at Aloha Isle.
You don't want a citrus swirl?
I like them both. I like them both, but I feel like a Dole Whip tonight.
Okay.
So I'm going to watch the new, well, it's not Wishes, but the new fireworks show and eat my Dole Whip before I go back to the room.
Do you get the float or just the Dole Whip?
I like just the Dole Whip. I don't like the float.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Yeah. I agree with you. I do like the float better than the Dole Whip. Now, my wife just likes the Dole Whip, not the float.
Yeah, I just like the Dole Whip. My Tommy
just like
likes
the Dole Whip also.
Tommy likes the float too, but yeah, I just like the Dole Whip. So my total came to $78.27.
Okay, so you're good too. You got a couple cents left. Yeah. You can run in the candy store and buy some penny candy.
I'm gonna give it to Dennis.
Exactly.
I'm gonna give it to Dennis. Dennis needs it.
Judith, you're all right. But yeah, you're not getting no penny candy at Disney.
No.
I want this. Was, go ahead, Judith. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say it was fun doing this exercise in that I learned things about like where can I find a cake pop? Do you know what I mean? Like cheap snacks. Well, like those kind of things. That was fun.
That's why me and Dennis like even doing the menus that we do. Like we'll do the restaurant and talk about what we'd have even if we haven't been in that restaurant, because when you read all these menus, there's so many things we find. Like you guys heard the other day with John talking about the fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
You know, you forget that all that stuff.
I want to
try
that.
They're really good. That. Jen, have you ever had the fried green tomatoes?
No, we were talking about that the other day. I really want to try those.
Yeah, you got to head over. And I have to admit, Carmen, I can't wait to get in Skipper's Canteen. I haven't gotten in there yet. That's one of my goals soon.
Oh, you will love it. I had the shrimp last time I was there, and I loved it.
Yeah, the head-on shrimp.
When we did.
Yep.
Yeah, we've never been there either, so I really want to try that. I want to try the
it's fun
now.
The food's great. The service is great. The theming is great. And it's pretty affordable. And they take AP discount and probably DVC as well, I would assume.
So I'm eating with you there, Dan.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, when we did our show, if you remember, I think one of the problems with the restaurant is some of the descriptions of the dishes and the names of the dishes are somewhat, confusing to people.
Mm-hmm. Could be, but
it just seems like people at Magic Kingdom just want chicken nuggets and burgers.
True.
But it's also a place you can stick your head in and just, like, not have an ADR, but it seems like you can always just, if you go right when it opens, you can get in.
That's what we like about it, because we don't like to make too many ADRs. We don't like to be on a schedule, and we love the fact you can just walk up and get a table.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, too.
And one of the other things before we leave, Jen ate at the Plaza, and that's one of me and Dennis's hidden gems. We love the Plaza restaurant. I mean, it's one.
Yeah.
We've never had a bad meal there, and we've ate there quite a few times. I know, Den, you like it, right? Den left me now.
Uh-oh. He left you with three women.
Yes. I'm in trouble, Den. Where are you at? But
hello,
anyway, there he is. He mutes himself and forgets. He's getting old. I got to give him his medication and tell him to unmute his mic.
Yeah. The Plaza, I mean, we discovered that years ago. And, I think it's more popular now. But back in the day when I first started going to Disney, it was like people never, ever mentioned it. And, it's not fine dining by any stretch, but certainly lunch, awesome for lunch and, sandwiches, salads, and who doesn't like ice cream? They have great ice cream sundaes and such there as well.
Yeah, we've talked.
It's fun to grab.
Yeah, we think everybody passes it there.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Judith? It was fun to grab what?
I like to grab an ice cream while everybody's like leaving the park and just sit and just watch people leave. It's really fun.
People watch. What were you going to say, Dan?
No, I'm here. Yeah, no, I was just going to say years ago, it was kind of a hidden gem. And, people didn't even realize it was there. But I think now that such pressure is on the Magic Kingdom for dining locations, it's pretty well known. But the thing is, as we all know, it's got limited seating. So getting in there can be difficult. Walking up, usually you won't get in. Particularly around parade time anyways.
Yeah, I remember heading down and seeing the podium. I'm like, what's this place? Uh-oh, somebody's pouring drinks.
I was about to say, just for the record, that is not me mixing a drink.
Okay, it's me. I'm not mixing a drink. My 17-year-old came home and he needs a glass of water.
Oh, yeah, I thought our new bartender was taking over the next shift or something and was giving out free margaritas.
No. He just played a lacrosse game, so he needs something to drink.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, who's serving alcohol here? So you guys ready to head over to the studios?
I'm so ready. This is my favorite day.
Well, good. And the good thing is there still are great places to eat there. There's just nothing left to do.
Yep, right.
And one of these days, Jen, I will challenge you on Toy Story and take you down.
No.
Yes. No. I'm unbeatable on that, so.
No. I'm unbeatable.
Okay. I can't. The last trip, I was so proud of myself because I'm starting to get carpal tunnel in my hand from all the construction I'm doing. And I went on twice with my godson. And the second time we went through, my hand was hurting so bad. And I still took that kid down. It was like I was talking like I just went through war. I was telling war stories how I summoned up the strength to take him down again. I will not let him beat me. But I do love Toy Story.
I will not let Scott beat me. Like, I get so competitive.
You guys crack me up on the vlog.
Yeah. And the funniest part of it is when he goes, well, you can't beat me on Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, that's his only defense. That's it. That's all he has to say. Oh,
okay. Yeah, he goes back to Buzz. I'll let you know I took the kid down on both Buzz and Toy Story. He still hasn't beat me on either. I'm not allowing.
Did you get Galactic Hero?
What's that?
Did you get Galactic Hero?
I have before, but not the last time, no. So I didn't get it, but I did beat him by enough, so I was happy. Now, where are you going for breakfast? I bet you're headed to the Starbucks in the studios.
That's exactly where I'm headed. So I have to go really cheap on my breakfast and lunch today because I knew where I was going to go for dinner. And it's not cheap. So for breakfast, I have to go really cheap, and I'm going to get just a regular coffee at the Trolley Car Cafe with a croissant. Hopefully, I will survive with just that. And the coffee is $2.49. The croissant is $2.45. The total with tax for my breakfast $5.24.
I do love the new trolley car. I think they did a great job with that.
I love it too. I love the theming in there.
Yeah, I find myself looking up because I get in trouble for that all the time, and people are trying to move the line, and it's not going anywhere because Doug's staring up at the ceiling to see all the decorations. Where are you going for breakfast, Judith?
All right, so you know how you guys carry soda and water in your
backpack?
Hello?
Yeah, you're there. Go ahead.
You know how you guys do that?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. So I'm going to have a yogurt from my room.
Okay.
Pushing the envelope.
I'm going to cheat a little. Well, just a little bit. Then okay. I'll behave. I promise.
Just don't leave it in your backpack too long. That's all I'm going to tell you. Your whole day's going to be ruined.
No.
Now you can't pull out a filet for lunch now. No.
Just don't make it a girl size 6 pounds.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're going to pull out a filet from your backpack. It better be a big one.
Okay,
I'm going to go to Joffrey's.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Joffrey's and get a vanilla latte for $5.35.
The Mickey dudes will be happy about that. You're going to Joffrey's instead of Starbucks. Helping the boys out
yes.
over there.
I do like my Joffrey's while I'm there.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And what was the coffee again? $5 and something?
Yeah, like $5.35.
Oh, it's a bargain. A bargain.
Well, it's a vanilla latte, so.
I'm just proud of her that she didn't have rum added to it in the morning. That's all I'm saying.
And you know, Joffrey's will do that. They've got vodka right there that they'll pour in there in the morning.
Now, is this just by coincidence you know this, or have you actually tried this?
I actually asked them. I truthfully did not do it first thing in the morning, but I was getting a tea one morning, and I just had to ask. I'm like, do you guys do that all day or after a certain time? They're like, nope, all day.
Bite the dog to bit you. I'm
trying that.
Bite the dog to bit you.
Well,
what was that, Judith?
The other day, who was joking with us the other day about the tents going into Magic Kingdom and how they should sell alcohol that people would be a lot of?
A lot nicer, yeah.
Right?
Oh, where are you headed, Carmen, before we get in trouble here?
All right, this is very exciting, but I'm also going to the trolley car. I'll see you there, Jen. And I'm going to get the exact same thing, but it's not because I'm unoriginal. It's because other than a Rice Krispie treat, that's the only gluten-free thing they have at the Starbucks. And I don't want a Rice Krispie treat for breakfast. So I'm going to get the gluten-free sandwich again and the iced tea, the grande-sized black iced tea. By the way, any of you who are not from the South, peak tea that they serve at most places at Disney World is not tea. It comes out of a soda dispenser. It's not tea.
So I can drink it then.
Starbucks and Joffrey's are the only places you can get real iced tea on property. Just let me know. So that comes to you with tax $8.04.
Okay. And the thing of it is don't feel bad. Me, Dennis, and John ended up Starbucks at both times too. We've all had breakfast together except for Judith. She went her own way for breakfast at both places.
So I would have went to the Starring Rolls Cafe. I used to love that place.
And me too. I miss it.
Yeah. Those cupcakes were so good, and they had a great breakfast there. They had bagels and pastries and stuff. It's definitely where I would have gone, so that's definitely heartbreaking that's gone.
The only thing I'm excited about is I did say this, and I've heard nothing about it, or I've gotten no clues, or I've read nothing, but I honestly believe they might be extending that Brown Derby outside cafe all the way around to there.
I hope you're right.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, because those tables and all there are, you know, right next to it. And I think that outside cafe is getting a lot of, you know, traffic, and they don't have enough room. So I'm thinking the Brown Derby might be extending all the way around there. So I'm hoping big time because you guys know how much I enjoy that. So where are you headed for lunch, Jen?
All right, I'm trying something new. I've never been here before, but I'm going to the Backlot Express. And I picked this because I was looking at the menus, and they have a caprese sandwich, which I love that type with, like, mozzarella and tomato and all that stuff. So that's for $9.99. And then I'm going to get a soda with that for $3.29. And my total with tax comes to $14.07.
Okay. Me and Bren go – we've been going back to the Backlot Express for years. We split a lot of sandwiches back there because they're so darn big. So we'll head back there. They do have good food back there. Have you ever eaten back there, Dan?
Oh, yeah. We eat there usually when we're over that side of the park. If we're there at lunchtime, we'll pop in there. And you're right. The sandwiches are good, and they got a good variety. That's the one that has all the artifacts from the movies and stuff hung in the ceiling and on the walls.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I really enjoy it back there. So
yeah, it's awesome.
They have good salads back there too.
Absolutely.
Just trying to get my healthy in there.
Yeah. And it's a little off the beaten path. You can go back there and get away from everybody. You ever eaten back there, yeah. Carmen?
Yes, it's been a while, but I have.
Okay. So where are you headed for lunch, Judith?
I am going to follow you to the Brown Derby Lounge.
Okay.
And I'm not going to get the sliders, and I'll tell you why. Because Tommy will be with me, and he'll get those sliders so I can try them. And I'm going to get the andouille crusted shrimp for $15 and a glass of Sauvignon Blanc for $10. My total coming to $30.75 with tax.
Well, I'll tell you what. You will enjoy it because I love the whole atmosphere there. And I mean, you were talking about people watching. You guys could.
Yeah.
And have you tried it there yet, Jen? The Brown Derby, the outside cafe?
No, I haven't. But my dad went when we were there last time, and he told me I should have went with him, and I should have. It looked really great. So I've heard great things.
Well, the thing that's nice about it, like we were saying earlier, it's a great place to people watch. Like, I sat there for like an hour on my last trip, and it was probably one of the best hours of the entire trip. My godson and my brother-in-law were off riding Tower of Terror, and I sat there by myself for like an hour, and it was so beautiful just looking at the Chinese theater, watching all the kids go by being happy, and just watching the joy on all the kids' face and the parents' face. It was just a great time. It's a beautiful atmosphere.
I've got it.
Plus, you might see joy on my face with a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
I'll join you with that wine. I love Sauvignon Blanc.
Yep.
Well, use
anytime.
Where are you headed, Carm?
I am going to take a chance and go back to somewhere that I didn't enjoy the last time I ate there. I'm going to go to Mama Melrose. It used to be one of our favorite places to eat, but in 2015, we went there for my birthday, and it was a disaster, so we haven't been back. But I want to go back and give it another chance because it was probably just an off day. At least I hope so. And I'm going to get the rosemary chicken flatbread. They actually have pretty good gluten-free flatbreads there. They're not fantastic, but they're decent. And I'm also – that's $16. And I'm also going to get the mixed green salad, which is $8. And I'm going to get a Patron margarita, which they didn't have that listed on the Disney menu, but – I know about how much it costs. It's around $15, no matter where you get it on property. And so with tax and AP discount and tip figured in, that's $46.79.
Dennis likes it back there. You've eaten back there quite a few times, haven't you, Dan? I haven't ate at Melrose in years.
Yeah, I mean, we used to eat there a lot more often years ago, but the last time we went, it wasn't bad. And like Carmen said, it's middle of the road. It's decent for theme park food. And I said, to me, it's comparable to Tony's over at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, it's not something to get super excited about, but until that one time, we'd always had decent food, and the price is pretty good.
Exactly.
Jen, do you like Mama Melrose or no?
I haven't been in years. So I don't really remember it, honestly. Last time I was a kid when I was there, so.
Yeah. to all of us, you still are. We're old folk. I'm an old folk over here to me and Dan. You're still a kid to me and Dennis. So,
Doug, speak for yourself.
I said me and Dennis. I wasn't picking on the ladies. I was talking about the two old men sitting in the balcony that you guys keep picking on. So, okay, I almost said dinner. Ladies, what are you going to have for your snacks? Jen, what's your snack now?
Okay, listen, I couldn't get a snack because I'm going signature for dinner. Couldn't get a snack. I had to really miss out. If I was going to get a snack, it would have been a Mickey's premium ice cream bar. If I could have taken the money that I had left over from yesterday at Magic Kingdom, then that's what I would have had.
We'll give you that money. You can have your ice cream bar.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then I'll have that.
So, I mean, because you had a lot. You had like $20-some left. We'll let you have a Mickey bar.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Judith, what's your snack?
So I'm going to have a premium Mickey bar.
Oh, you
guys. Total like $5.50, I guess.
So you guys have your wine and your Mickey bar together.
Looks like we're winning.
Yep, we are. We have good taste.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So. And where are you headed, Carm, for your snack?
Like Jen, I am skipping my snack because I'll be drinking it with my dinner.
No. I think the girls will buy you a Mickey bar. They got enough left. They can buy you a Mickey bar.
You should have done what I did and just brought you yogurt, and then you could have
more. There we go. Yeah, that's what I usually do is I usually bring a protein bar with me. So I should have done that.
Okay, see how women are now. They yelled at me for the snack at the Magic Kingdom. Now I'm giving them their snack and none of them want it. I can't win over here. Like my mama always said, if the woman's always right, keep your mouth shut and you'll get a long way in this world. And that's what I'm going to do. So where are you headed for dinner, Jen?
All right, I'm so excited because I'm going to the Brown Derby for dinner. And I'm going to have a glass of Chardonnay for a whopping $17 for one glass of Chardonnay, but it's worth it. And I'm going to have salmon, which comes with an amazing cauliflower puree. And that's $37. So my total with tax, with tip, and with my annual pass holder discount comes to $58.
I'll tell you what, you'll enjoy every bite. The Brown Derby, Dennis will tell you, it's always in my top five restaurants. I can't even count how many times we have eaten there, and I've never had a bad meal there. We even had my mother-in-law's 75th birthday party there, which was phenomenal.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Yeah, that's why I tried to go as cheap as possible on breakfast and lunch because I knew I wanted to eat at the Brown Derby. So I was saving my appetite all day for that.
They do have phenomenal crab. Have you ever had the crab cake for appetizer there?
No, I have to get that.
Yeah, that has English cucumber, plum tomato slaw with a sweet chili sauce, and it's the flavors of the sauce that comes with it. It makes it totally different than any crab cake you ever had. It's very good. I highly recommend it.
I'm gonna get that next time.
You'll enjoy it. You won't be yelling at me, I promise. You'll be thanking me.
Okay.
Where are you headed for lunch, Judith? Dinner, Judith?
So I'm going to go over to 50s. It's one of my favorite places to go on property. It's always just fun. The food
Keep
is
your elbows
decent.
Off the table.
I try to behave. I do. And I'm actually going to behave a little bit because I'm going to get the Caesar salad with the salmon. And I'm going to get a water and a fun drink called Maui Wowie with a Glotini cube in it. And my total for dinner is $36.09. So my total altogether is $76.99.
No, so you're doing good. And how much did you have left, Jen?
My grand total.
She had like 20.
My grand total is $77.31.
Oh, so you still do have a couple bucks left. You got to find a snack somewhere for $2 and some.
Cake pop. Cake pops are $1.59.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Where are you headed, Carm?
I am going to the Brown Derby Lounge, so I can wave at Jen through the window from the outside.
I see and you.
You may or may not know this, but they have the same Cobb salad outside. It's slightly smaller and a good bit less expensive. It's only $10.
And yeah, I was considering getting that.
It's good. So good, and it's plenty of food. And they will bring you bread out, in my case, gluten-free rolls, if you ask. They don't bring it out by default like they do on the inside, but if you ask, they will bring it to you and for no additional charge. So that's $10. And then I'm going to get the margarita flight, which is $11.25.
You go girl with the margarita flight.
And with tax and AP discount on the food, they don't discount the margarita flight, sadly. That comes to, and with tip, $24.82, and my grand total is $79.65.
And what flavors come with that margarita flight, do you know?
I should have written that down. I can tell you in 2 seconds.
Hold on, I got it. Classic margarita, mango margarita, and the pomegranate margarita.
Yes. The mango is actually a little too sweet for my taste, but it's still very good. But I like the pomegranate and the classic. They're both really good.
No, you can't go wrong with a margarita flight. What I love is...
No, and especially there. Their bar there is really good.
Now, do you like the margaritas at the Mexican Pavilion at the outside station?
Do you mean the kiosk that is no longer there?
Yeah, that used to be there. They moved it. They do have a margarita stand. It's over in the other restaurant now, by the restaurant now. They have a margarita stand over there now. But did you like the ones outside at the old stand?
Not most of them, but they did have one Patron margarita. I don't even know if it was on the menu, and it was actually good, but it was like $15. I mean, you might as well go to a restaurant and get it because it was still very expensive. I do not like the margaritas at all at La Cantina. I do not like them at all. But if I'm going to get a margarita in Mexico, I'm probably going to go to La Cava. Because you're going to pay about the same price, and you're going to get a much better margarita.
If you can ever get in, that's the problem. Last trip, the line was so long, I'd have had to stay 5 hours after park closed to get in.
Well, and don't forget about the magical place that I know you know about it, the Spice Road Table Bar. It's a full-service bar, and there's never a line, and they can actually make a very good fresh margarita there. People don't think about going there for a margarita, but you can walk up, get it, and walk back out, and there's never a line.
Well, that's the restaurant you guys all have to try. Have you eaten at the Spice Road Tables yet, Jen?
No, not yet. Next trip, going.
Yeah, that's on your to-do list.
Come back.
Yeah. It was phenomenal in February. I had such a good time there. Yeah, it was awesome.
Very underrated. Like, I think people are scared of it. We talk about it all the time. So, you guys have no – does anybody have any money left? If y'all pull your money together, you might be able to split another margarita before you leave the park.
I have 35 cents.
No, I have a question.
I have a dollar.
For the three of you, so you guys are – you go to Disney all the time. Do any of you have tables in Wonderland?
No. I do.
Yeah, you could have used that, and that you save on alcohol, too.
Yep, I know. I didn't do it.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, if you wouldn't have had to put that yogurt in there if you use your tables in Wonderland.
It's true. I know.
Jen, have
although
you guys
we're
ever
debating.
Look? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We're debating whether to get it for next time.
Yeah,
because we kind of let it expire. Oh. Yeah.
The price of it keeps going up. Have you guys ever considered that, Jen, with all the signature dining you guys do, the Tables in Wonderland card?
Well, we have DVC and annual pass discount, and we also usually get the meal plan, so it's not really worth it.
Okay.
But we have looked into it, but we've priced it out either way for us, and it always works out that it winds up being cheaper for us without getting it, so...
Yeah, if it's it works out cheaper for us to just to do Tables in Wonderland and not do the dining plan anymore. Yeah, when the boys were little, my oldest was more like 13, 14, and my little one was about 8. We did the deluxe dining plan a lot because at that point, like my 14-year-old, you couldn't feed him. Then the deluxe dining plan was under $100, and you couldn't feed him on $100 a day. That, you know, you know, yeah, we laugh, but it's true.
I'm with Scott. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. You have a big boy.
Yeah, it's just...
What was that, Jen?
No, I'm with Scott, so we gotta get the dining plan. It's worth it for us.
Even with them taking away things and the prices going up, does it still work break okay for you guys, or?
Yeah, it usually does. I mean, last time we were there, we didn't do the dining plan. It depends how we're feeling. Each trip we do it differently, but we might try Tables in Wonderland one time, see how it works out for us.
Yeah.
The thing I heard about Tables in Wonderland, and I don't know if this is true, when we were there in October at Flying Fish, the cast member told us that it's going to go away. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, so...
Well, I believe it probably will, because they keep jacking the price up where they make it, where it used to be a fantastic deal. It's becoming less and less so, and that's exactly what I thought. With the way they're raising the prices, they're almost making it so that people don't want to buy it, and then they'll discontinue it because not enough people get it.
No. Yeah. I mean, but if you go, so now it's $150, so you have to spend $750 to make
break even. Right.
And if, you know, say you go to California Grill one night, and, you know, it depends. Like for just Tommy and I, we could still spend $150 on one night. Mm-hmm. So you're there 4 or 5 nights and you're doing signature dining for 4 or 5 nights. You know, that's, you probably make it even on that.
Right.
Yeah. And alcohol as well. You know?
Right. But I mean, when I first started getting it, if I'm not mistaken, it was like $60 or something like that.
Yeah, it was a deal.
I think, the first time we bought it, it was $75, I think.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Not too long ago either.
No, that wasn't that long ago. Because we used to do the dining plan until, I don't know, 2012 or 13, I can't remember.
Yeah, well, so. I know what Jen's breaking point will be. If they take away the dessert like they took away the appetizer, she's going to be done with the dining plan.
Oh,
yeah. I will be done with it then. Then that's it, because I'm going to dessert. That's all I care about, so.
Me too. Did you hear my last trip? I went to the Polynesian and sat at Tambu, and I just got a bread pudding at the bar.
Oh, that's my girl. Oh, yeah. I'm going to. I'll be right there next to you.
Yeah, we usually go to Target, get the percentage off for the gift cards, and that's what we do. I just usually get like $700, $800, or $1,000 on a gift card, and we use that for all of our dining. We'll just hand the gift card each time. Or usually I get multiple gift cards for gifts and presents and stuff like that. And it usually covers all my – I just found it easier now to use the gift cards than I do to use the dining plan. Because there's some times where, depending on the day, we won't order an appetizer. You know what I'm saying. Sometimes you're full and you don't want the appetizer because you know you're getting the entree. And it ended up where we figured it out where, unless we get the free dining, and then it works for us. But anymore, we usually just use gift cards.
See, we're kind of like you, Doug. We don't use gift cards, but because we don't do a lot of ADRs, Tables in Wonderland doesn't make sense. And because we also tend to eat kind of cheaper food, like Brian's mostly a vegetarian, he's a pescatarian, so he eats seafood, but a lot of places don't have seafood, or they don't have seafood he wants, so he'll end up ordering pure vegetarian. Well, those are always the cheapest items on the menu. And so it just doesn't – neither the dining plan nor Tables in Wonderland, we can't make the math work. Most of the time we go during a food festival, and we end up having a snack here, a snack there, a drink here, a drink there. And so neither one really fit us.
I wonder if you've tried to do, like, because with, like, the beer, the alcohol discount is, you know, it's 20%. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good discount on Tables.
But that's
in
only
Wonderland.
If you're eating in a restaurant, and we just, we only eat in a restaurant maybe 2-3 times during a trip.
We eat mostly probably table service, so for us it works, you know.
Yeah, so that's why Brian thought I was a little annoying. He's a pescatarian, and my mother-in-law calls me a pest all the time, so I think that's the reason why, right? Right, Carm?
He didn't think you're annoying. Why did you say that?
I was just kidding. No, because of the Lafin Lamont when I was joking with him and John about that. But we do like the Golden Monkey now, so we're in.
Yeah, Brian buys that every week at a local store here.
Yes.
The Golden Monkey, yeah.
Now, has he got to try the Hellish yet?
I haven't seen that around here. I'm not saying they don't have it, but I don't think it's as common in this area.
Now, Jen, does Scott does he drink beer or wine more when he's with you?
I mean, with me, he'll drink wine more. We usually will get a bottle and we'll drink wine, so.
Okay. I didn't know where he stood on the Lafin Lamont, if he got in on that argument or not yet. So.
Tommy's a Lafin Lamont boy.
No, he likes it too?
Yeah.
Like I said on the show, I can drink one now. It wasn't like whatever I got at Epcot that day was not right. There was something wrong with that beer. I mean, that day. But since then, I've had a couple, and I can. They're okay. I can drink them. But did you guys have fun? Where did you have more fun? The Magic Kingdom or at the studios?
I don't know. I had fun both places, I think.
I had more fun. Well, it depends. For breakfast, I had more fun at Magic Kingdom because I was in the hub. And I had more fun in Hollywood because for dinner, I was eating Signature. So I kind of had best of both.
Yeah.
I was very happy.
So
yeah.
If you could a park hop, like we push on this show, Park Hoppers for All, you could have had a perfect day.
Yeah, right. I really could have.
I would have left the Magic Kingdom.
And Carb, what did you enjoy the most?
I enjoyed Hollywood Studios the most. I agree there's not much to do there as far as attractions, but food-wise, I feel like there's a lot better options.
Plus, you got your margarita flight. You got your margarita flight.
Exactly. There's plenty of margaritas to be had.
Now, you guys, before the show started, you guys all picked on me and Dennis. Well, now what are we eating over here? Did the boy open? What's he eating now, Judith?
What's that?
I heard some crackle. I thought the boy was breaking into the refrigerator to eat some.
He totally. Yep. He's into the muffins.
There you go. It sounds like he's cooking them, baking them, and flipping them all at the same time.
Oh, he just eats. I mean, he's 17.
Can you send us some?
What was that, Jen?
Can you send us whatever you're cooking over there?
Well, we're actually, I'm making a meatloaf for him, so.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. But anyway, before the show started, you guys were picking on us because Dennis, my buddy, was reading the news and he was talking about the new dress shop at Disney Springs. And we wanted to know, because we were reading about him and Judith was picking on us for talking about dresses. Do you ladies have any interest in shopping at the new place or no?
So I've seen it. I've seen pictures of it. What they have is really pretty, but I personally wouldn't shop there. It's just not exactly my style as far as dresses go. But it is really pretty, and next time we're down there, I'll definitely check it out.
Okay. I have a funny feeling Jen will be leaving with a hat or something from that store. I mark my words.
If I leave with a dress, you can all make fun of me.
Nah. And Judith, do you have any interest in the place or no?
Oh, sure. I'd definitely go in and look around. I don't know. Again, I think I agree with Jen. I don't know if I would necessarily wear that. Although, I did look at the website when we were talking earlier, and there was a hat in there that I actually have. But, I don't know.
What's that,
we'll
Den?
Have to see.
Den, they're handing out free margaritas there. Carmen, you headed over?
Well, there is that dockside margaritas. I don't know how close that is.
What was that, Carmen?
There is that dockside margaritas over there at Disney Springs. I don't know how close to the dress shop it is.
A free margarita flight served with every purchase.
No, how about we? All... I don't think I would buy a dress. I'm not a dress person. I own a few for weddings, funerals, special occasions, but I'm not much into wearing dresses. However, I would go look around because they have really cute bags and stuff. So I would definitely go in and check it out. I just don't know that I would actually buy a dress. I think they're really cute, though.
Yeah, I don't want to keep picking on you because I don't want you to have to wear a dress to visit me because I know you guys will take me out if I keep being bad. So, but this has been a lot of fun, ladies. I look forward to the next ladies' night. Now, what I want you guys to do is start giving me the ideas. This is going to be kind of your show, so we want some input from you as what you want to talk about on the next episode.
Okay, that
I'm
sounds
give
good.
You, I'm going to give you that homework.
Okay. So, sounds like trouble.
I'll put my thinking cap on.
Yes, yep. Do. So, and leave me and Dennis alone. We're just here to navigate you through. Don't be picking on us. So.
All right, so that means you've got to come up with a lot of jokes, ladies.
Yes, there you go.
Make a list of jokes.
So anyway, Jen. Exactly. So, Jen, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
All right, you can find us on YouTube at Happiest Vlogs on Earth. And on Instagram, we post one picture a day, and our handle is just Happiest Vlogs. And we post a video on YouTube every Monday.
Okay. And you've also been doing some of your own thing, too. Besides the Disney stuff, I've been seeing you doing other kind of videos. You guys did the question and answer, which was good. We enjoyed that. Got to know you a little better.
I did a little mini beauty series in the light of today's night. This is perfect to talk about. But I did a little beauty series. It's just three videos right now. But I did a hair tutorial, a makeup tutorial, and what I pack in my makeup bag to bring to Disney. So check that out if you're interested.
Dan, when me and you are going to do our tutorials?
Jen, I was watching the one about your makeup, and I was kind of giggling to myself thinking, I wonder if Doug is watching this.
No, Doug did not. Doug did retweet it for her because I'm a friend. But Doug did not watch. If I was watching that and somebody seen, I would have been like, not, I wouldn't have had an answer for it. So I did not watch.
You could have watched that while you were eating your 6-ounce steak.
There, very funny.
She's already getting the jokes going, Doug.
Uh-huh. I'm in trouble now. Where can everybody find you, Judith, so I can stop Jen from picking on me?
You can find me on WDW Fan Zone. I write a blog once a month. In fact, I just finished one about Spice Road Table. And you can find me on Twitter every day at JLMomRN. And that's where you can find me.
Okay, well, head over. I got to read that review, and I'll retweet it if you post it on your site. Well, I didn't see you.
Okay.
Have you? Because I haven't seen you do anything with it yet. So remind me, and we'll tweet it out for you.
Okay. And yeah, I just submitted it, so it'll be probably tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, just give me a heads up, and we'll forward it for you. And where can they find you at, Carmen?
We are on YouTube at The Adventures of Peas and Carrots, or you can type in youtube.com/TheAdventuresOfPandC. Also, we're on Twitter at Peas and Carrots and the number 3, so Peas and Carrots 3. We are also on Facebook as well, and we have links to all of the places you can find us at the bottom of each video in the show notes. We have a new Disney World vlog every Wednesday, but we also put out a weekly vlog on Monday and also other sort of Disney tip videos that come out other days of the week.
Yeah, I also seen you guys. You went to your what was the local theme park you were at? You were getting Chickie and Pete crab fries, and you weren't too impressed.
Yeah, that was Carowinds. That's a theme park, well, amusement park here in North Carolina. And that's the only place we have ever seen Chickie and Pete's crab fries, because I think it's more of a northern thing. Yeah,
they're all over around here because it's the founders from right in Philadelphia.
Ah, that makes sense. And so Brian had to try them because, you know, we've seen them a few times and they've always been closed when we went by. But that day they were open, and I think he liked them okay. I don't think he loved them, not for $10, but I think he liked them okay.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. They're very, very, they're good. Like, if you eat them at the local restaurant here, you get a whole basket of them for, like, $4. Yeah. You know, it used to be $2.50. Now I think it's, like, $3.50, $4. I could live with that. But when you go to the Phillies game, they charge you $10, $12. Then they have the audacity to charge you another buck for the sauce. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like, are you really? I mean, just tell me $11 and then the sauce is with it, so I don't have to deal with it.
But, yeah, here the sauce was actually included here for the $10. So I guess we got a good deal.
Oh, you got a bargain. So, but this has been a lot of fun, ladies. I really appreciate you coming on. We're looking forward to next month to having you on again. And we will talk to you guys real soon.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Good night.
There you go, Dan.
Good night.
You talked way too much this episode, Dennis. Bye.